This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian news agency said early on Wednesday President Vladimir Putin has arrived in North Korea after he said the two countries want to cooperate closely to overcome U.S.-led sanctions in the face of intensifying confrontations with Washington. The news agency say he was met at Pyongyang's airport by North Korean leader Kim Jong-un just before 3 in the morning. Putin, making his first trip to North Korea in 24 years, said in comments that appeared in North Korean state media hours before he landed, he appreciates the country's firm support of his military action in Ukraine. A U.S. envoy is visiting the Middle East on Tuesday as Israel and Hezbollah seem to be on the brink of an all-out war. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Israel and Hezbollah seem to be closer than ever to a full-blown war, with escalating attacks on both sides against civilian and military targets. Tens of thousands of Israelis and Lebanese have been forced to leave their homes near the border. Israeli analysts say a full-scale war with Hezbollah would take a larger toll than the 8 months of fighting Hamas in Gaza. Israel has warned the Lebanese government that the whole country, not just Hezbollah in the south, would suffer heavy damage in an Israeli bombardment. Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah says any deal to end the fighting with Israel is tied to a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Tuesday said the U.S. is still working on ceasefire talks.
Hamas came back with new conditions, new demands, including demands and conditions that actually went beyond what it had already previously accepted. So we're working to see if we can bridge the gaps.
Hamas is